We're at the end of Siman Yud Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel. Katan hayodeh lehis atef aviv tzarech likach lo tzitzis lechancho. So a boy below bar mitzvah, if he is old enough that he knows how to properly wrap himself in the tzitzis, so his father has to buy him a talis with tzitzis on in order to teach him about the mitzvah. So adds the Ramah, v'dafka kishiyodea la'atov shnei tzitzios lefanav u'shnayim la'acharav. Rule number one is he has to at least know to keep the front two tzitzis in front of him and the back two tzitzis in back of him. Number two, v'yodea lechos atzitzis biyado v'shas kriyishma. He also has to know how to hold the tzitzis in his hand while he's saying kriyishma. So two very interesting requirements, neither of which seemingly are me'ikar hadin of wearing the tzitzis, although we spoke about a while back the Ramah's shita that if you not have the front two in front and the back two in back, you're not chayav in tzitzis bechlal, but nevertheless, it's interesting that he makes that the requirement. This is a subject many Achronim, and it's known as the Sheet of the Briskarov, but it can be found elsewhere as well, and even dating back to some of the Rishonim, you could dray it out of that in order to be chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch, the child has to be at the age where he can properly be mekayim the mitzvah with all of the details of the mitzvah. It's not enough that he just knows, oh, look at this, a pair of tzitzis, okay. But he has to actually know what to do, when to do. That's when he's really chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, in terms of the size of the talis that you're supposed to buy a child, so we don't say that it has to cover Rosh HaVeruba of a 9-year-old, that's for a 13-year-old and up. So, says the Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Tes, that the size of the talis is Rosh HaVeruba of the kid where he is standing right now, in terms of how tall he is. If he's a 4-foot tall kid, then get him Rosh HaVeruba of a 4-foot tall kid. And as he grows, you buy him a bigger talus. But once, then he says, once he turns 13, he says, in Sifkat Yud, then you have to give him the regular size talus that you give every gadol. The Mishnah Berurah ends off this simin with a quote from the Maril, that the minig is that young boys, or bar mitzvah boys, until they're married, do not wear tzitzis until they get. It says, "Ena misatfin betzitzis ad shenosin lem nashim." They don't wrap themselves in tzitzis until they get married, and because it says in the pasuk "gedilim ta'aselcha," that you're supposed to make tzitzis for yourself, and right next to it says "ki yikach ish isha" when you get married. So Mishnah Berurah says, "I don't know what he's talking about." He says, "What kind of minig is that? Because he's not married, you're going to take away the mitzvah of tzitzis from him? Doesn't make any sense." So many have pointed out that that's not what the Maril is trying to say. The Maril is talking about talis gadol. The Maril is talking about buying, he says, lihis atef, to wrap himself. That's talking about wearing a talis. That's the minig that many Ashkenazim have, that we don't buy a talis gadol for a non-married boy, just where he suffices with the talis katan. Alanias daiti, I can't prove that I'm right, but I think the Mishnah Berurah was just playing dumb here. The Mishnah Berurah was just saying, I don't know what he's talking about. Why should you take away the mitzvah tzitz? Meaning the Mishnah Berurah holds that why shouldn't he wear a talis gadol also? That this whole drasha doesn't make any sense. We know that obviously you could be yotzi the mitzvah daraisa with a talis katan, but the ikur bracha, the ikur, you know, kavan of the mitzvah tzitzis is when we wear the talis gadol. So why would you take that away from somebody just because somebody said a pshetel that there's a smicha sapsukim? He doesn't like it. So I think that's really what the Mishnah Berurah means. Of course, he understood that the Maril didn't think that kids don't wear tzitzis. And even bar mitzvah boys don't wear tzitzis. I think that's hard to dray into the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. I think the Mishnah Berurah just said, of course, he should wear a talis gadol as well. Okay, let's start Simen Yudches. Simen Yudches is Zman Tzitzis. What is the proper time for wearing tzitzis? Says the Mechaber in Sifah Aleph. Laila lav Zman Tzitzis. The nighttime is not the time for tzitzis. We are memayit, we exclude it from the pasuk of Urisem Oso. You're supposed to see the tzitzis, which means the Zman in which people can see things, which is excluding the night. The Rambam says any clothes that a person wears at night are potter from tzitzis, even if it's your regular clothing you wore all day. And even if you're wearing your pajamas in the middle of the day, you still chayev to wear tzitzis. Ula harash, but the Rosh disagrees, and he says ksus samiyuchad lelayla potter afilu lo shabayom ksus samiyuchad layom. The Rosh says it's not about the time, it's about what you're wearing. If you're wearing your pajamas, then you don't wear tzitzis. If you're not wearing your pajamas, if you're wearing your daytime clothing, then you wear tzitzis even if you're wearing them at night. So what is the halacha? Says the Rama, Usavik brachos lahakel. We are maker with a savik brachos. Al kinei levarich alav el kishelovish bayom v'hu miyuchad gam kein layom. Right, says you shouldn't put on tzitzis with a bracha unless it's daytime clothing during the day. V'achar tefilas arvis afal pisha dayan yomu ein levarich alav. But after Mariv, even though it's still daytime, you shouldn't make a bracha. We'll get to explain this next time. What does it mean on Leil Yom Kippur? You're supposed to put on the talis before, you know, the Shkiyas Achama, and then you'll be able to make a bracha on the talis. But what we see from here is that the only time you make a bracha on the tzitzis is if you're wearing your regular clothes during the day. But if you're wearing your regular clothes during the night, you still have to wear tzitzis, misafik, but you don't make a bracha on the tzitzis if you're going to put them on at that time.